Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with the shout of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A study has found that there's a ton of cancer-causing chemicals in several beauty products that women use.
I just assumed there were.
Right. They're chemicals. They're destroying bacteria. All right, well, at some point, it's going to affect you.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they confirmed it, but I would have just made the assumption.
At this point, is there anything that we're using or that we're doing that isn't giving us cancer?
I've asked this question since I was like 7 years old.
Right.
Right, because no matter what you know, it's cancer-causing agents anyway, right? So I'm like, well,
our food is poisoning us. Now we have, you know, a little...
Your cell phone, your food, your makeup, our cancer devices, your clothes, your dryer sheets. I mean, my God. I'm like, at this point, you're just... It's causing cancer.
Well, and it just keeps going. Now it's microplastics and fragrances and all this other stuff that's just...
All the Tupperware that you're storing your food in.
Microplastics.
Yeah, leaching all the stuff
all
in
that crap.
Exactly.
Like, Jesus, man. Is there anything? Can I put it in a plastic bag? Is it the same thing?
Now, I have asked, like, okay... Now I've got all this microplastic in me. Like, what is that doing?
Yeah, well, you can buy the glass ones. Well, the plastic lid's got it, too.
Yeah.
So even if you buy the fancy schmancy stuff that, you know your friend's going to take and never bring back, it doesn't matter. Still going to give you cancer.
Well, as long as you don't overfill it to where the plastic's touching it, I feel you're good.
All right.
That's what my mansplanation goes with. There's a new list of foods to eat to increase your hair health.
My hair, well, don't really have that problem.
Which I didn't, like, I had to get into my 30s before I realized, like, no, there's things that you can do that actually is really good for your hair. That
sure.
You need to take care of your hair. Of course, I'm also a dude that lost his hair by the time he was 30. So,
yeah, by the time I heard this, I'm like, oh, cool. That'd have been nice to know your
stuff. What are the foods?
I don't know, Ted. I don't have hair. I ain't working on it.
If ever there's a thing he's not working on, I'm like, oh.
If some of those things on the list are something I really like, I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, no, it's basically stuff that's got different vitamins in it.
All right, like spinach?
I suppose. I don't know. You can look at the list.
Was Popeye bald?
I think he was.
Ooh,
yeah, he was.
Or was he one of those cartoon characters that had that, like, that one single hair that he was hanging on to?
Maybe. I'm pretty sure he was bald.
All right. Like Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
One hair. 70% of Americans are reportedly at peak financial stress.
All right.
Hey, why.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah.
Shocking
news. Good.
Cool.
HIV drugs are proving to be a viable shield against Alzheimer's.
Huh. All right.
Papa was definitely bald.
Okay.
But he had HIV.
Well, he's eating all that spinach. I'm just saying, they're like, eat spinach. I'm guessing spinach is on that. I'm getting worked up for nothing. Sorry, Mike.
Well, you know what? It's not a guarantee, Ted. It's something that you can do to help your hair health. So you know what? Keep eating the spinach. It'll come back, brother.
Yeah. You could be bald with a tiny little girlfriend.
Yeah.
I just eat spinach.
Why couldn't Bluto go after somebody else, damn it?
He was all about olive oil, man. All about that olive oil.
Walnuts with breakfast will apparently help your brain work better.
Walnuts?
Walnuts. There's some side effects that they say was detracted from it, but all they saw was walnuts and your brain's doing better. So, I suppose there's proteins in there. There's whatever chemicals in there. They're making your brain work better. That's
I don't
all
I'm
need
just,
to know.
I'm just picturing now, like, you come over and I'm sitting there eating some eggs and bacon, and then, like, what are you doing? We're cracking walnuts.
Just, you know, get some walnuts in there.
In the 70s, man, people, I don't know if they were eating them or not, but no matter whose house you went to, they had a bowl, a nutcracker, and it was full of walnuts.
Okay.
Oh, all the time.
I mean, feel like everywhere you went, I just don't, I remember, like, maybe twice seeing my father crack them open, like, watching football or something, but if you went to a house, there were walnuts for you to eat.
And often, there was a jar of tobacco, pipe tobacco, right beside that with a couple of pipes hanging, so, you know, like, you had four or five pipes.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Pipes and nuts. That was typically what was on a coffee thing.
You smoke pipes, eat walnuts.
Yeah, my grandfather had a spittoon next to him. He loved his
snuff.
No, I can't remember if it was beech nut.
Oh, right.
There's another famous like chaw, but he had what's that?
Levi Garrett.
But he had that walnut thing, and he was always cracking them.
Was he actually eating them?
Yeah,
probably a smart man.
I do it nowadays with pistachios.
But, like, if you see pistachios in someone's house, I don't question whether or not you're going to eat those pistachios. The walnuts, I'm like, you actually eat these?
How long have these been sitting
right there?
I think sometimes stuff like that, like, I don't know, if I'm watching the tube or something, sometimes I'll just eat pistachios to kind of stay busy.
Sure.
Yeah.
As opposed, it's like, you eat chips, you're just eating them. I feel like at least the time it takes me to sit there and crack shells, kind of like, I'm not, you know what I mean? As opposed
working
to eating,
for
like,
my food.
Right. Like, if I had a jar of just pre-shelled pistachios, I'm just like, rawr.
Would you feel better about yourself if we put potato chips in shells? Like, look, you need all the chips you want, but you got to shell them.
Individual packs.
Yeah, individual packs.
I'd shell them.
Yeah, we all would.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that'd be
shelling
weird.
Chips.
When's the last time you peeled a potato?
Ooh.
It's a pain in the ass.
Probably Thanksgiving.
Not terribly long ago.
Thanksgiving.
But yeah.
Maybe the holidays, Christmas, somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. Has everybody in this room broken a decorative nutcracker at Thanksgiving time?
Broken one?
Not yet.
No.
No?
I've got one.
I definitely did as a kid.
Right? It's nutcracker.
Oh, you mean the ones that
the
are
decorative ones.
Oh, well, I mean.
Yeah, the toy soldier ones.
I never used it to crack nuts.
Does anyone use those to crack nuts?
No, I just used
like,
it as decorative.
Because we had those, and then we had like the metal, you know, it looks like a dental
thing.
Yeah,
I'm not sure I have a nutcracker.
I wonder if back in the day they actually were usable as nutcrackers.
Probably.
But then as time went on, they're like, look, screw the decorative ones, man. Just bring it out during Christmas time.
You're not seriously going to crack nuts with this thing.
Right.
Some Santa Claus.
I mean, you're right. Paint on it, man.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. They're all over at Christmas, but I've never seen one actually crack a nut.
Nope.
A lot of them call them nutcrackers.
I think kids just break them. That's all it is.
We just call them like dude on a mantle.
Guy on a mantle.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like Pop-Tarts. You're supposed to heat them up, but like almost everybody I know just eats them.
It goes raw.
Yes, but here's the thing. It will not break if you put it in the toaster.
Yeah, it's fact.
Yeah.
Experts are hoping that AI can translate animal sounds into words.
How do we know that? I mean, I read that earlier,
that's
and I go,
fair call.
That's cool, but how do we know?
Right. At the end of the day, it's all interpretive. It's all, we believe that we are now communicating.
Because AI says a lot of strange things.
Right.
You have a story coming up that involves that.
Yes, I do.
Sell a bass guitar.
Like, exactly.
This is not accurate.
Right. Bad news, fellas. AI has determined the exact year that the Earth will end.
When is that?
That'd be in 1 billion 2021.
Hmm.
So we're good.
But I got plans.
All right. Yeah, well, get rid of them, man. They're gone.
No bowling.
Few scientists have taught a couple parrots to video chat, and apparently they love it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
You know, because parrots, they're usually, they're a migratory bird. They're a bird that lives in a group, and, you know, living in a cage, they tend to get lonely, so they need to talk to their own. So
they can Zoom each other now.
That's right.
Think they have fake backgrounds? You really in the jungle, man?
Nah. What's up, baby? Show me something.
Sorry, I'm blurring my background. The house is a mess.
Poop all over the bottom of my cage.
Oh, my cat's jumping on the computer now. Isn't he cute?
He'd kill me if he had the chance.
I know I'm at work, but my cat's still in the office. Apparently, there's a method to deploy when you're stuck on a problem, and it's called rubber ducking. I had to go. I actually worked on this one because it was like, what in the hell is rubber ducking? And it has nothing to do with the actual device other than these people figured out this method that when they were stuck on a certain problem, they described the problem to a rubber duck in great detail. And as they did, their brain started finding solutions because the more detail that you put into it, the more angles you're considering, the more parts of your brain that you're actually activating.
In other words, once you realize you're talking to something that can't help you, you realize you're on your own.
Okay.
Duck, let me say, you know what? You're not going to help me. Jesus, let me figure this out myself.
A driver in Ohio is giving Seattle drivers a run for their money, Miles.
How's that?
I'll tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we make it personal. We toast longtime friend, longtime companion, longtime co-worker, Kevin Deers, who, if you listen to the station, probably familiar with the man as he joined us 16 years ago. Think about that. In 2009. And he joined after winning a contest. And he ended up getting the chance to host Metal Shop with his buddy Ian, right? So then he went on to become the longtime host of Loud and Local. And I just want to comment on that, all right? So radio is a lot of things. And Kevin absolutely represented none of it. And I say that in the sense of he was not on the radio to feed his ego. He was not on the radio because he was attention star. Like these things, and trust me, we work with a lot of people. That's 98% of them. This had nothing to do with his love of being on radio at all. He was not on the radio to play some songs that a corporate bean counter said, hey, the young people will like this. My man loved metal, and my man always wanted to give local bands a shot of hearing their music heard on a 50,000-watt flamethrower that we call KISW. And this guy literally was in radio because he wanted to introduce metal to the metal fans, did not care what corporate said, and never worried about that. He played the music he wanted to play. That's why they gave him a spot to do it. And with the Loud and Local, his commitment to the local musicians. And look, Seattle has a pretty good music scene. I think that's been well established. But to have a champion like that at a radio station as big as this one, that's an incredible thing that most cities don't have. And this guy did it because he loved it. He was not asked to do this. He did it because he chose to pursue it. But that's also the way he was off mic, right? And that's where we got to know him, as well as just doing the shows. The guy's the most genuine guy, one of the most genuine guys I've met, talking to my wife, and she has said this for the 16 years she's known him. She always calls Kevin the nicest guy in the world. All the time. Yep. It didn't matter if you brought him up in any conversation. Oh, Kevin, he's the nicest guy in the world, man. And he's one of those guys that will definitely be sorely missed here because he had a lot of passion, he had a lot of enthusiasm, and again, that's how you knew him. We knew this guy as a friend, a brother, all the rest of it. But in addition to his love of music and being on the air and honestly just talking to people, man, this guy, sometimes you get tired of it. Kevin did not. I mean, that was the thing. Kevin wanted to take pictures with everyone. He wanted to take pictures of everyone. He would bring his phone in. And if he were in the studio, there's no way you do not look at 100 pictures before.
Oh, yeah.
As a guaranteed, dude, check this out. But he kind of targeted each person because he knew what you were into. So he'd show me one group of pictures, skip through those, show Ted a different set, but all from the same event, but the things we could appreciate. And you kind of counted on that from him, man.
And also, there was that time where, you know, every time he would go to a show, support a band, whatever, he would buy the T-shirt.
Yeah.
I think he went an entire year wearing a different shirt.
Oh, yeah.
It might have been more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single. It was impressive. Every day, I'm like, what do you got on today?
But it was cool, man.
I mean, Loud and Local Fest last summer was great.
It was great. It was fantastic, man. I had a lot of fun up there. Kevin's going to be missed. And here's the thing. It's not just his love of music and his enthusiasm and all that. And just the way he treated everyone around him is the way, trust me, Kevin treated you the way you want to be treated, whether you deserve to be treated like that or not. This guy treated with the utmost respect. But it wasn't just music that he loved. His other big passion, professional wrestling,
yes,
man.
Sir.
I mean, this dude was about wrestling as much as he was about metal. So, Mike, you found this. And I guess in the professional wrestling world, which was his absolute passion outside of music, when they lose someone, it is the 10-bell salute.
Correct. Every time that they lose somebody that's within their ranks there, they it's tradition that they have a moment of silence and they have a 10-bell salute out there basically to start whatever show that that comes up next on the current schedule, as it were.
All right, so we actually have the 10-bell salute in honor of Kevin Deers.
You got it? Oh, it's me. Hang on, I'll look.
Yeah.
I got it over here.
Smooth.
Great setup.
Smooth transition.
My bad, dude. Mm-hmm. My bad. That was a great setup.
He would have loved that.
Here we go.
So we know Kevin's going to be missed because he already is. That simple.
Yeah.
So let's drink to Kevin Deers. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.